Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from Galatians 3, starting in verse 10, and we'll read through verse 14, which says this: "For all who rely on works of the law are under a curse, for it is written, 'Cursed be everyone who does not abide by all things written in the book of the law and do them.' Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith. But the law is not of faith, rather, the one who does them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who is hanged on a tree,' so that in Christ Jesus the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit through faith." There's an ancient Greek word called telos, and what it means is ultimate aim or the ultimate purpose. A telos is something's purpose. There's actually an argument for God called the teleological argument, which basically says that when we observe the created universe, everything that we can see, it certainly looks designed. It certainly looks like it was made, that it had a purpose, that it had an end in mind. And if it had an end, then that means that it would have had a creator, a designer, someone that would make it. This is a classic argument for God. There's a great running gag through the Disney movie The Little Mermaid, where Ariel's friend Scuttle, the bird, is constantly getting confused about the purpose of human tools or instruments. One of the first scenes in the movie, she is bringing him a fork, and he says, "Well, that right there," because he's an expert in such things, "is a dingle hopper. And humans use this to create really fancy hairdos. They can't get enough of it." It's kind of funny, but the joke is that he doesn't understand the telos. He doesn't understand the purpose of these human tools or these human implements. Paul here in Galatians chapter 3 is talking about the purpose, the telos of the law. And here he's talking about what the purpose is not. Next time we will talk about what the purpose is, but what the purpose is not is to justify ourselves before God. The law was not meant to do that. And the way that Paul makes his argument is by, in these five verses, using a lot of Old Testament quotes that God, in his perfect design, never intended that the law would be that which makes us right before God. No, there was always going to be faith. And that's not just a New Testament idea, it's an Old Testament idea. Let's kind of follow the argument here. "For all who rely on the works of the law are under a curse, for it is written," and this comes from Deuteronomy 27:26, says, "Cursed be anyone who does not confirm the words of this law by doing them." And in this version, "Cursed be everyone who does not abide by all the things written in the book of the law and do them." Now it is evident that no one is justified by God for the law. Well, how do we know that? It's evident because no one can do all the things written in the law, right? I mean, this was part of the purpose of the law, is to reveal to us our sinful state, as Paul talks about elsewhere. He uses another verse, "The righteous shall live by faith." That sounds like a New Testament idea, but that comes from Habakkuk 2:4. "Behold, his soul is puffed up, it is not upright within him, but the righteous shall live by faith." It says elsewhere that Abraham is the man of faith, that he trusted God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Going on, "But the law is not of faith. Rather, the one who does them shall live by them." Meaning it's sort of a deal. And in the Old Testament, we see God saying, if you abide by these things, you will receive immediate blessings. And if you do not abide by these things, you will receive immediate, temporal, earthly curses. You will receive the consequences for rejecting the law. But nowhere does it say that by keeping the law, you will be in a relationship with me and shall have eternal life, right? So then the turn here in verse 13. "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, which says, 'His body shall not remain all night on the tree, but you shall bury him the same day, for a hanged man is cursed by God.' So who became cursed by God? Jesus. So that in Christ Jesus," verse 14, "the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles, so that we might receive the promised Spirit, the Holy Spirit through faith. The Holy Spirit, which seals us until the day of our glorification, confirming our right relationship with God, us entering into a relationship with God through faith. I missed one in verse 12, the one who does them shall live by them. This is Leviticus 18:5. In this small section, he quotes four Old Testament verses pointing to the fact that we enter into a relationship with God through faith, through trusting who he is, by seeking him. Not that we would be able to earn a relationship with him, but receive a relationship with him by faith. We want to know what the purpose of God's word is. Going back to Pastor Todd's message on Sunday, is this a book of rules or is this a book of life for us? It is God's self-disclosure to us where he reveals who he is and how we can have a right relationship with him. We should have the attitude of the psalmist who wrote Psalm 119, that we love the word of God because it is how we know God, is how we grow in a relationship with him. The purpose of the law is to reveal that we are in fact sinful, that God is holy, holy, holy. And the only way that we can have a right relationship with him is if God does something about it. And we know and we trust and we believe by faith that Christ Jesus became a curse for us so that we might have a relationship with God. Praise the Lord. Lord, we thank you for your word. May it be increasingly more life to us and not a book of rules, but as a way that we might know you more, love you more, and follow you more closely. We thank you for your word that reveals to us our sinful state, God, but also reveals the way of salvation, the way of eternal life, the way of hope and joy, purpose and peace, and a relationship with you. Help us to grow in it as we seek your face day in and day out. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church, family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.